Just to share with you a short idea from the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. In the second chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes, goes through more of the mechanistic process of Tshuva. And he says many things which we'll discuss in the coming days, but I want to draw your attention to one interesting idea. So the Rambam writes, this is in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, chapter 2, Halacha 4. Midarchei HaTshuva, it is from the Derech, the pathway of Tshuva, Lios Hashav Tzoik Tamil Lifnei Hashem Bebechi B'tachnun, that the person who is doing Tshuva should be crying out before HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly with cries and supplications. That represents the idea that a person understands the gravity of their actions. I understand my mistakes, and I understand ultimately again how my mistakes have compromised my ability to progress forward. Now, of course, the important part to remember is that does not preclude me from moving forward in the future, but in order to sensitize myself to live life with greater awareness, I have to understand the full measure of what it is that I have done wrong. And therefore, again, the Rambam writes, the person who has sinned cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just apologies, but also a feeling of sadness and a feeling of loss for opportunities that have been missed. Not for the sake of mourning, per se, but for the sake of sensitizing me to that which has been lost, so I do not repeat those same mistakes in the future. But then the Rambam says something amazing. He says, "Va'oset tzedaka kefikocho," and one should go out and give tzedaka to the best of his ability. Now, this is really quite fascinating because although we know tzedaka, charity, is a very important Jewish value, the Rambam inserts it here as part of tshuva. He inserts it here as part of the tshuva, part of the repentance process. And the question is why? In other words, tzedakah is always important. Tzedakah is always beautiful. Tzedakah is always a core value of our Yiddishkeit. But why dafka is it here in Hilchos Tshuva? Why is this part of the repentance process? And perhaps what the Rambam is trying to teach us is something exceptionally profound, which is, at the end of the day, sin is egocentric. Sin is self-centered. When I do something wrong, it's because I place my needs above and beyond anyone and anything else. So if I sin bein adam l'chaveiro, if I engage in an interpersonal sin, so what I'm saying is my needs are more important ultimately than the person who I hurt, than the person who I offend, than the person who I upset. If I sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu bin Adam l'makom, what I'm saying is my needs are more important than God's needs. God has needs as well. His needs are expressed in the mitzvos. He has a need for us to go ahead. I use that term loosely when I say need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously doesn't need anything, but he expresses his wants and his desires through our mitzvos. He asks us to act a certain way. And when I act in contrary, ultimately, to the divine will, what I'm saying is, Ribono Shel Olam, what I want is more important than what you want. When I hurt another person, I'm saying to that other individual, what I want is more important than your good or your welfare. In other words, that when we really drill down to it, sin is a truly egocentric process. When a person commits an aveira, effectively what they're saying is, there is no one more important than me in this world, and therefore I will do whatever I have to do to make myself happy, to provide myself with pleasure, or ultimately, again, to acquire some type of gain that I feel is rightfully owned to me, no matter who stands in my way. And so what the Rambam is teaching us is that part of the tshuva process is learning to become a selfless individual, is learning that the world doesn't revolve around me, that my needs are not always the most important thing in this world. Part of the tshuva process is subduing the ego. How does a person subdue the ego, writes the Rambam? He says, "Va'oset tzedaka kefikocho." The truth is, there really is no more self-effacing act than giving of tzedaka. Because if a person thinks about it, I work very hard, I get a salary, I have money. I work very hard, I close the deal, I have money. I put in the effort, I worked hard for that, and it's mine. I should be able to enjoy it. I should be able to use it. When a person gives tzedakah, what they're doing is they're recognizing that there are other people in this world. And they're recognizing that their own needs are not the be-all and end-all of existence. Yes, I have needs, but others have needs as well. And the same way that I think about my needs, I have to be able to be the kind of person who's able to think about the needs of others. I have to subdue the ego. And therefore, the Rambam says, as part of the process of tshuva, A person should give tzedakah in accordance with his abilities. Not as much because I want the merit of the mitzvah of tzedakah, but more importantly because I need the hashkafa of the mitzvah of tzedakah. I sinned because I was egocentric. I sinned because I thought myself to be the center of the universe. I'm now going to give tzedakah to remind myself that there are other people in this world, to remind myself that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to realize that I can't make my decisions in life based on only what I want, but I must keep my fellow Jew, and I must keep my God in my mind and in my heart at all times. Looking forward, Emir Hashem, to continuing in the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva in the days ahead. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.